Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. We spend a lot of time with the Aaron Rodgers stuff. I told you even last night, this is now spilling into my personal life. I did ask if Nick Wright wanted to join us this morning, not to argue about Aaron Rodgers again so much, just to ask if I ruined the dinner with him and his friends. And just to get his perspective, his honest perspective on that. I've not heard back from him, unfortunately. He may be just ignoring me or mad at me. I don't know. But
I hear he said on his radio show, you're dead to him.
Yeah, actually, I don't think he even does a radio show anymore.
I'm kidding.
I know you are. But I was just thinking, like, does he have... He has First Things First, but I think that's... And he maybe does a podcast, too. But Nick Wright of Fox Sports 1. If you missed the Open, I went to a dinner with three very talented talk show hosts. Nick Wright... Danny Parkins of The Score in Chicago with our company Odyssey, and Andrew Filippone, who is the afternoon guy also for Pittsburgh's 93.7 The Fan, which is Odyssey. And we ended up, me and Nick, were locking horns like two rams on the side of a mountain over this Aaron Rodgers story. And so now, as we head into this Feel Good Friday, I think I've gotten it all out of my system. I did two full shows on this now.
Perfect.
Essentially, and then it spilled into my personal life, and I feel like I'm done. I think.
Well, you've got a little respite coming up at some point soon, so hopefully you are done for a little while. Then it's going to come back up though again on March 26th. If he is on and called his vice president candidate, then it comes up again. I don't think that's going to be the case. But you never know.
I mean, I think there's... You never know. I believe there's a 0% chance.
We're ready to take off the 27th.
But if he does get named and he takes like time away from the Jets... But this is the thing that's so dumb about it, right? So like he's going to campaign... Like, let's say he actually did this. Like, let's have a... Just hypothetically speaking, like he actually gets... He is the VP nominee for RFK Jr., so he's going to not play football. He's going to go through this whole process. And then in November, they're going to get X amount of the vote. Maybe actually change the election somehow, some way for the two candidates that actually have a shot to win because of that third party vote. And then in November, you know, he loses. And then what? He just took the whole season off? Like what? Like, is that really going to happen?
So this was my question. I read an article this morning that said, realistically, if they went through and did this, they could expect to garner 4-9% of the vote. Meaning they've got no chance, like no chance. And so then what is the point?
Well,
just to get your word out there?
Yeah, I think, you know, just to exactly, that's exactly what it is. And that's what I think this whole thing
is the fact that RFK Jr. wanted more attention to his campaign. I gave you the example earlier, and Evan did the same thing with Sal. Sal had no idea who RFK Jr. was, and now he feels like he's going to vote for him.
But it's a campaign for failure.
For failure in winning.
Right.
But they think that maybe they could change some people's minds, which would be good for them.
Do you think Ross Perot changed people's minds? I'm asking a serious question. I don't know the... Maybe Eddie can answer that better than any of us. Maybe Al can, because they're a little older than us. Like, Ross Perot...
There were some people who came around who had, you know, momentum, who I think had wacky ideas. I don't remember... So, what I remember about Ross Perot was Dana Carvey's impersonation
of him. On SNL.
That's what I remember, because that was like... He used to do, can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish? He used to do that whole thing. So, which was great, yep. When they did the debate skits. So I don't know that. I know Ralph Nader was someone who had outside the box stuff, and
okay.
he would run. And then also, you know, he didn't make it to the ticket, but during his campaign, you know, some of the Bernie Sanders stuff was very different, and there were people who were like jumping on that so their minds can be changed. But you're right, he's not going to win, but it can affect the elections. That was one of the points.
That's true.
That was one of the points. Last night that Nick and Danny were arguing against me when I was saying that he's got no shot to win. He's got no chance. He's like, yeah, but if he's on the ticket, they could affect the election with the taking away votes from somebody. They could prop somebody up, knock somebody down, which is fair. But then I kept countering with, he's not going to be on the ticket.
Right. And again, not even eligible yet as we sit here.
Yeah. So.
Whole lot of nothing.
I think when you Just like everything else, when you drill deep.
Whole lot of nothing.
When you drill deep, it's a whole lot of nothing.
Yep.
Diane in Cranford, New Jersey. What's up, Diane?
Hi, guys. It's Feel Good Friday.
Yeah. What do you got Diane. For us?
So I tried at 8 o'clock yesterday morning to get VIP tickets, and I got shut out. Then I figured, let me try again at 8:15. And I got them.
All
good for
right.
you.
Right. Awesome. So you got VIP tickets to Boomer and Geo Live 3 at White Eagle Hall. Did you, were you at either one of the first two shows?
No, I couldn't. I'm out here in Jersey, so I couldn't do Long Island. And last year for the first one, it didn't work out for me.
Okay, this is great.
When I heard the announcement this year, I was like, I'm getting these.
That is awesome.
No
that
matter is... my water, I'm getting these tickets.
Yeah, I mean, and
I got these tickets.
that's great. No, we know you from.
See you guys.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be great to meet you and see you. I mean, I know you've been calling now for months, maybe even years to the show. So we really do appreciate it. And that's one of the coolest things is, you know, when you and thanks, Diane. We'll see you on May 3rd. One of the coolest things is when you run into. To somebody who you just know from the phone calls, and you feel like you know them, and then they're standing right in front of you, and you're like, man, that's hey, I'm so and so. Oh, that's great. And like yesterday, I had this experience with Mike in Manhattan. He looked completely different than I expected.
In what way?
He was bigger, lumbering.
Mm-hmm.
Like I expect, like the way he talks, he went way younger than I thought. The way he talks, I pictured like a 5'9", thin, small framed, 55-year-old man.
And he was?
I'll use. No, but like more of like a business looking person.
And you're expecting him to be a better golfer, as you said to me.
No, I'm
just joking.
he's like a 6'3" lumbering younger man. He's like my age.
Imposing.
Yeah.
6'3" is big.
I mean, I feel like right around there, maybe 6'2". And I was and then to have that voice come out of that body, it was freaking me out. You honestly, you know what I felt like? I felt like one of the contestants on Love is Blind. Because
I don't know the show.
But all you need to know is the premise is that they talk to each other and then base whether or not they're going to get engaged.
Oh, is this the one that said she looked like what's her name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Megan Fox.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they see each other. So like I was completely like it was weird because like when the Love is Blind people, when they see each other, like, oh my God, like your voice coming out of that face is not fitting here. And I was having that moment with this guy.
And you also had the moment where you lost. What was the moment on the course where you realized that? Because you're a big guy, too. Like, I know because you stand next to Boomer, it doesn't look as much.
Everybody thinks I'm like 5'3". It's hilarious.
Right. But you're not. You're more of the, what, 5'11", would you say?
Yeah, I like to say 6 foot.
But you're right there.
But I hunch down.
So you're, let's say you're 6 foot. This guy's 6'2", 6'3". And if CeeLo was saying Armando was smaller than him, at what... At what point did you realize
we weren't
winning?
Hole one.
When for real.
Armando hit a drive like Bryson DeChambeau. Then I was like, okay. And that was...
It's emasculating.
Yeah, and he had, you know, you flip the tees, he goes first, and he did with him. Boom! I was like, okay. I just handed him $40 right then. Here you go, Armando. See you at 18, man. Have a good day.
I will tell you, not to get into this conversation, but you talk about just hitting the ball that far. I was watching your guys, you know, the Fat Perez thing with Bob DeSports. I was watching them with Max Homa.
Okay, yeah.
As he's birdieing hole after hole after hole and hitting the ball 50 and 60 yards past these guys. It's a different world.
Oh, yeah. No, it's completely
different. You got to live it yesterday.
There's nothing more frustrating when you're playing a match with somebody that you know is good and you either hit your shot, you're waiting for them to hit their shot, you get distracted by something, maybe you look down your phone, you're eating something, you don't see the shot. And then you look up and the ball is 5 feet from the hole. And you're like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, you ain't kidding.
Like, it's like, where did it go?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, golfers, a lot, I don't know Armando. Maybe if we had been friends for a long time, he would talk trash. But, like, you know, he's very, very humble.
Is he like a Stephen Waldron in terms of personality?
No.
Like, was that a bad thing?
Yes.
I figure Stephen's a very nice guy,
He is a ball of anxious energy that is consistently in motion. And Armando is completely different. He's as relaxed and we were in Armando's world. Like he was golf Buddha. Like it was just he was just smiling. And you know when like a guy's really humble and he's good, you don't know him, and you're like, hey Armando, I didn't see your shot. Where'd it go? I think I'm on the green. How are you? It's only a tap in for Eagle.
I'm only saying it because we talked about Michael Jordan being this big time trash talker. And this guy's really good, and he's very humble. It's nice. That's why I thought maybe Steven would fall in line with Armando, just a nice, humble guy, even though he may not be as good.
Yeah, and even if I was a good golfer, not a bad golfer, I would not talk trash because I think that there's just bad juju around that. I think you start talking trash.
I think it's worked for MJ.
Yeah, but he's Michael Jordan.
Well, all right, but he's trash talking with the best of them.
But he's really good. But I mean, I feel like that ruins everything when you start talking trash.
It can definitely come back to bite you in the ass. There's no question about it. Especially if you started early.
So I played Tuesday and we're playing a match and we were me and my playing partner, Sal Graziano, I play with a lot. You probably met him. So we hit two shots, our second shot. Into the par four, we're right there. Like we threw darts. Like he had a 5 foot putt, I had an 8 foot putt, and the other two guys were playing. Were off the green, and I took my phone out, and I was going to take a picture of it to have to like taunt the two guys we were playing. Like occasionally, just send that picture. And I put my phone back in my pocket. I said, "Don't do it.
Because
you know
what's
going to happen. Right? You know what's going to happen.
Yep.
They're going to turn it on and then beat you because you. That's a classic sort of touch the money situation. Don't do it." Just don't do it.
Been there, done that. I got news for you. I know how that goes.
Dave is in Manahawk. And what's going on, Dave?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Thanks
for taking the call.
Yep. What's up?
About 2 hours ago, I called in.
Why'd you hang on so long, man?
I listen because it's important.
Okay.
I've gone crazy like the rest of the world.
Yeah, okay.
Originally, I was upset over the fact that nobody is shocked over what Camila Cardoso did on the court. They're upset over the fact that she was called a giant Brazilian woman.
Right, yeah, the fact that she bowled somebody over in a game, knocked somebody down on the court. Right, exactly. I mean, there's very little talk of that.
I got to tell you, but now as I'm sitting here listening to the rest of the show, what I'm really upset about is the fact that the voiceless, extinct giant beaver does not have anybody to defend them, and so I demand an apology.
I thought we were very kind to the extinct giant beaver. And I understand the giant beaver cannot defend himself, but I thought we were kind.
I was looking into some of those other large animals that Eddie was talking about from that one time in ancient history. And there's, I think that one's the Deodon, I think is that. Mm-hmm. That one's called. It's up on CBS Sports Network. That is some freaky stuff, man.
You think?
And it's funny, like, that's what Eddie looks up on YouTube. But, like, now that I'm in that world a little bit, like, I am obsessed with
learning. It'll be your Friday afternoon.
Like, there's this one guy that I guess it was a... There's no way that this bird existed when this picture was taken. It's a black and white picture. It looks like it's from, like, the early 1900s. But it has the giant bird there. It has to be a replica and then not, like, a taxidermy situation. But of the biggest bird to ever fly around when they were humans.
Frightening.
The guy's like this big. Yeah. This bird's 17 times the size of the dude.
Looks like something out of Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Like if they were going to do that, yeah.
Man. If you could bring back, like Jurassic Park, Eddie, one of these animals, you're shaking your head.
That's a bad idea.
No. I'm not saying it's a good idea or a bad idea. But like, which one would you want to see? If you were like, Eddie... We're gonna bring back one of these prehistoric animals, and you get a chance to pick which one it is. Which one would it be?
I would say the megalodon, for sure.
Is that the
huge shark?
The big shark, yeah. You'd pick that one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be cool to see, that giant shark.
It'd also be weird to see, like, a pterodactyl now, like just a giant flying... dinosaur.
Right. Well, we almost had, like, if you look at the flying fox, that thing.
A flying fox?
Dude, I am petrified of these things. Have you ever seen that?
No, never knew it existed.
It's called a flying fox, or also known as a fruit bat. That is like a pterodactyl. I am deathly, I saw one in a zoo once. I am deathly afraid of those things. It looks like it's out of hell. Oof.
Yeah. Look at this thing.
Yeah. And they eat fruit. Go to images.
I was going to watch a video, sorry.
Oh, yeah. The images are yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's got like a dog face.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Look how cute. And then it looks terrifying.
Well, it's got those dead eyes. Like, you know.
And where are these things?
I want to say South America.
Oh, not where you live. Where'd you see it then?
I said at a zoo I saw one somewhere.
Oh.
It says they live in South Asia, Australia, Africa.
Wait, go back up.
Whoa,
the other way.
Look at this one.
Oof. Go scroll back. The two hanging. See the two hanging there on the left?
Right there.
That, how freaky is that?
Yeah, that's not.
Imagine just coming across that thing.
No, thank you.
It looks.
Wow.
And
look at the size of this thing. Oh, my gosh. She's all. Oof.
I mean, those things. No, thanks. Imagine just seeing that thing flying around.
No. Mike down. Voice, I'll pass.
Yeah, I would just. You're like, what? Where am
Look
I?
Look how cute, though.
Like, really, the face is cute. No, those eyes make that
come
face
on,
not
cute. No, come on, the face
cute.
Is cute.
Face could be cute if it had real eyes. That thing's got demon eyeballs.
The website, Nature's Bleeping Lit. That's funny.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let me tell you. You're my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do say, girl. I know.
All right, but we're Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. I saw
Saquon last night put out this statement to Giants fans, saying that he wanted to acknowledge all the Giants fans that supported him, all this stuff. But the thing that stood out to me more than anything was he changed his Twitter avatar to one of these images of him in an Eagles uniform that he obviously has not been in yet, but it's like the technology these days is amazing. It looks weird.
Well, even I watched his press conference this morning from yesterday, and even having the Eagle backdrop, and he was in the Eagle sweatsuit, even he said, the first time I put this on, it was odd. And seeing his daughter wearing Eagle stuff.
Wow.
It's strange.
It does not look right, man.
No, it's strange.
It does not look right at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think I'd have that reaction to it. I've seen a million guys go to different teams, whatever. But I was like, oh, what?
It's partly because he's on a different team. It's partly because it's the Eagles. I really think, I know people are like, go anywhere but Philly. To me, if it was in Philly, Washington, or Dallas, it would have been the same strange look. Anywhere else would have been fine.
I could see him in a Texans uniform, so easy.
God, I could have saw him in a Cowboys uniform.
Yeah.
They apparently haven't woke up from their nap, though, yet.
Yeah, it's amazing. Really, really quiet.
You got Eric Kendricks who changed his mind on the 49ers.
I know. Yeah. And they would probably draft a running back. I get it. But just seeing a team sit out so much, it's like, yeah. Whoops. So be it.
Well, Evan would tell you the Jets are doing the same. Napping Joe.
he worked with one for 15 years. So you would know.
All right. Did Izzo find that picture, by the way?
No, he said he doesn't.
Doesn't exist.
He believes it does not exist.
Never.
Is it true or not true?
We don't know. We don't know. Mm. Much like the Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook story.
We don't.
We just
only
don't know.
One of us had a way of getting in touch with Joe.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we could call him, but...
I mean, I know he still uses a rotary phone sometimes, but he'll get back to you. If you leave him a message, he'll get back to you.
Yeah, I don't know if Joe's still mad at us for kind of ripping him during the whole Rob Saleh text message.
I didn't know he was mad at you.
When he did a Saturday show, he did one of those, I just want to thank Boomer and Gio for all the really nice things that they said about me this week.
Was that before?
Because that was really nice, guys. one of those things.
That was after he came on with you guys, though, right? To kind of clarify?
Yeah, I think what happened, though, was, so we ended up talking to him that day. He kind of, realized through me, really hardcore explaining to him what the issue was. And then I think afterwards, he probably has life, say that we were too hard on him and whatever. And then he, then ended up going on the air and saying what he said. I don't know. He may be mad. He may not be mad.
Oh, invite him to play golf. He won't care.
Yeah, he'll play golf with just about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like me, actually. all right, CeeLo, what's going on?
Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. So we like to do the leftovers here in the final hour, at least I do. So you guys cut that dog clip short from yesterday where he was, essentially co-hosting or, the lead
panelist.
Called
him Windenhurst.
Right, so he's butchering more names. So you heard Molly step in to restore order, and then at the end, she put dog on the spot about herself.
That's Christopher Mad Dog.
Yes!
Wait, what's my name?
Quirrell!
Oh, my gosh! Molly Karam. Let's start first take. This is already a disaster. Where is Stephen A?
Do you think he did that one on purpose? He tells me he gets her name wrong all the time.
I mean...
That's just the way he is, though, man. He's really good at remembering the World Series in 1973, but he has no idea how to pronounce a name.
People he works with on the regular? The guys that produce his radio show, he knows how to say their names.
He called me Greg Garotta and Sal Lovetta once when we were working on his show. Greg Garotta, Sal Lovetta on the other side helping us out today. Good job.
Filling in, you parachute in, but if you're a regular.
But my point is that this has been going on.
Dukes became Al Hughes.
It's just every single time. Well, Mike's getting really bad.
Combine the two of them now.
Oh my God!
I'm sure Rogers is going to want to get bacteria involved, but you know what? Bacteria is a guy who has been ravaged the last couple of years by.
Well,
I know. I thought guys he works with. I thought is what you were talking about.
Oh my God!
That's a good one. Hello, my bad.
Oh, boy. All right. Big win for St. John's yesterday. Part of the Big East tournament at the Garden. Our guy Mink on the call.
Rebound comes down to Danish Jenkins, and he will dribble it out. For the first time in 24 years, St. John's is headed to the semifinals of the Big East basketball tournament.
I love the way he
says it. Years old.
That long. Wow. Semifinal. I love that. Tremendous.
I know it's been a while. I didn't realize it was 24 years.
Yeah. There you go. Notable victory, 91-72 atop the Hall, setting up a showdown with the defending champion UConn Huskies, national champions, of course, this evening at MSG, which will be followed by Providence and Marquette. Mountain West quarters last night. New Mexico beat Boise State. Evan Washburn on CBS grabs his post.
The best part of that is I can see Al when you're saying Boise State, whoever.
Yeah. He's like, why
he's looking like
this?
Cockeyed. And then you're like, Evan Washburn. He's like, oh Evan Washburn.
Yeah.
What are we going to play?
His main crush.
This is the only reason I'm bringing that up. All right. So he grabs his postgame star. And you might have thought that Patrick Mahomes' voice doppelganger was playing for the Lobos.
In the start of this game, you and your team had your foot on the pedal and just did not stop. What was the mentality that really you led from the start?
Keep our foot on their necks the whole time. I mean, they got us twice already this season, and it's hard to beat a team three times. So we just thought if we go out there, play physical, rebound, and defend, we'll have a great chance of winning this game.
It's actually even a little higher than Mahomes.
If you got a little froggier,
it's there.
It's right there.
100%.
That's senior guard Jalen House, who did lead all scorers with 29 points, so he certainly got it done on the floor for New Mexico. We'll stick with the college theme here. This I thought was kind of impressive. So South Carolina baseball head coach Mark Kingston.
Did you see this?
Doing a between innings interview on ESPN. I agree with Jerry. The visual is better than the audio, but you get a feel. So he's outside the dugout. He's on the field. And mid-answer, he basically takes a little shrapnel right in the chest.
What a beautiful ballpark. Great city. Big crowd tonight. So this is what it's all about. Tuesday night. Just got hit with a baseball. And going to be a pro about it and keep going.
We've done a lot of these. We've never had that happen before. You all right?
I'm good to go, guys.
I'm assuming. Right in the chest. I don't know. It's like a wild throw, or I don't know what the heck it was.
I don't know.
How hard did it hit him?
I mean, it looked pretty. It was like either a throw or a line drive right to the chest.
Al would have been out 6 months.
Just like every other baseball player. Bro.
Or just quit.
Yeah. If it was a Yankee, they're done for the season. Here's how desperate the Falcons are for some offense beyond paying Kirk Cousins $180 million guaranteed. So a lot made of their refusal really this past season to feature both Bijan Robinson and Kyle Pitts under since fired head coach Arthur Smith. So Cousins comes aboard and Pitts happily gives up jersey number 8 to him. Not a financial transaction, though, but there were assurances made by Kirk.
He was funny about it. I said, I'll write a check, whatever, you know, foundation. I'm not going to let you just give me the number. I want to make it worth your while, you know, make a donation, whatever it needs to be. And he said, I just want, you know, targets every game, you know. He said, he was joking, you know, he kind of winked. So I joke with him. I said, good answer.
That's all it takes. Just throw me the ball because the last regime didn't really do that a whole lot.
Yeah.
So
and he has more catches, you make more money.
Exactly. Very true. And to really go off the beaten path here, how about a little tennis for you at Indian Wells? Carlos Alcaraz.
Evan Washburn doing it?
right. Carlos Alcaraz had one of his matches interrupted in a very unusual way.
What's happening here?
Yeah, just a few bugs flying around.
He's
Carlos
right now. Surrounded with bees here. They pull
some bees. Carlos is being attacked.
He's not liking that, is he?
No. They're still around him. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them all over the court. You can see them.
Pause for a while here now.
Holy cow, I've never seen that before.
No, they're right above the chair umpire's chair as well. Like Carlos got to get a towel on his head. He's like getting off the court. That's amazing.
So the bees were coming after him, and the chair umpire eventually had to make an announcement and stop the match.
There's something on the bottom of that bird cabinet.
It's a bee invasion. So, thank you.
Wow.
Play suspended due to bee invasion. Some things you thought you'd never hear.
Oh, that's on tennis.
That's
TV.
A weird one.
Love the chair up. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's a bee invasion. It's a little break.
Did you ever see a bee swarm like a ton of them?
Not in person, but I've seen it on video.
Only one time, and it was. It is.
it's frightening.
It's not what you want.
By the way, the chair umpire got attacked, too.
Well, they said it was right by the chair umpire.
God. He definitely got stung. So did, yeah.
It's not funny, but it's funny because they're okay. He runs away. Wow, look at them. Where was this?
This is Indian Wells.
In California.
I don't know where it is.
Isn't Indian Wells California?
Indian Wells. Indian Wells.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Yep, it is.
Damn. All right.
Yeah, I mean, that is... when bees get together and do that swarming thing...
That is scary, man.
It's nuts.
Look at this, Jay.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
How many are we talking here?
A lot.
Dozens?
Thousands.
No.
Thousands?
Thousands. Yeah. Oh, they're on the cameras. Look at this. Wow.
That is... I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. California. Yeah. Like, that's where... See them?
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
Yeah, I think Indian Wells is California. I'm almost certain
of it. No, it is.
Okay.
That's
creepy. There you go. Okay.
All right, CeeLo.
I wanted to see it. You guys were talking about it. So, all right. So, since we're all into the golf here and the players, Matthew Fitzpatrick had himself a good round yesterday. He's like right in the mix with the leaders. This was wild to me. So, Matt Fitzpatrick just said, this was one of the reporters yesterday, they put a weight in his, you know, he's neurotic. He charts every shot he's ever taken, all that stuff. He's one of these wackos. They put a weight in his grip over a year ago for some testing. And forgot about it. And he said he'd not been feeling right since last February. They realized they forgot to take the weight out, took it out, swing feels great again, and here he is contending at the Players. It's a professional golfer for almost a year that forgot, hey, we put a weight in there to do some, check on some stats.
I would be livid if I were him.
Well, I mean, part of it's on him too, no?
I mean, yeah,
he's probably been trying to figure out, like, what's wrong with the swing? Why is it not right? Wow.
I mean,
that was wild to me.
I didn't even realize they used like the same club for that long. These pros, I always feel like they're getting new equipment.
That's a good point. Or I don't know, maybe he used it long enough that it threw his swing out of whack, and it took him a while to get it back.
Crazy.
I don't know, but in any event, he's off to a good start down there at TPC Sawgrass. You got Rory in the mix as well, even though he had a little bit of an interesting day yesterday with those two water balls and drops and everything.
That's a trip you have to make.
So you've done Sawgrass?
Yeah, I did Sawgrass. My dad and my brother. That was
to watch the Players.
No, to play.
To play.
To play.
Oh, okay.
And we went a week after the championship.
Okay.
So all the stanchions were still up and the rough was still ankle high.
Oh, wow.
And it was one of those rounds where I could not have hit the ball better. And I think I shot 108.
Wow.
I think it was 108.
What'd you do on 17?
17 is funny. My brother laughs at me all the time whenever we talk about this. I thought I had a hole in one.
Mm.
I hit the ball right at the flagstick, thought it was a hole in one. We had a caddy who thought it went in.
Oh God!
We get up there
in the water.
It was not in the water. It apparently the ball mark was on the back of the green, and then it must have just kept going, and it turned out to be a six.
They just CBS Sports Network showed footage of Rory on 17. So I guess people who are really these kind of golf nerds were upset that they made the rough so thick on the edge at 17 to save balls from going in the water.
Okay.
There's like a collar, essentially, like a back... Not a backstop, almost. Normally, you get those balls that come back to the front and go off the bulkhead into the water.
Yep.
So there's almost like a little collar here that was very thick.
Can see.
And it was
saving
everything. I'm sure they'll shave that down between now and Sunday.
Interesting.
As the event goes along. All right, let's get to Moment of the Day. It's brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And this is long, but I think worth it. Eddie with Al on the post-game podcast yesterday talking YouTube interests. The possibilities are endless, so how about for Eddie, what does he search YouTube for?
I'll occasionally seek out Pleistocene megafauna or, you know, gigantic aquatic reptiles.
Of course he does.
Okay, aside, that sounds kind of cool. I kind of want to look at gigantic aquatic reptiles. That seems like that's fun.
It places sees Celebadoos, the great winged crocodile.
Get back to the Megadon you were talking about.
Mastodons, dire wolves, saber-toothed cats, giant sloths, short-faced bears.
Occasionally I will search for the Pleistocene Megadon. A close cousin to the woolly mammoth.
Wow. Weird ass looking thing. Is it the got the one with the like it's got like a big nose, that one? That's the one I'm looking at now.
Most people look at porn. Not any.
That is porn for him.
I like Megadon.
You know about the Daedon?
Is that a sloth or no?
No, it looks like a. It kind of looks like a combination of
wood.
A dog and a wild boar. Wait, I missed that.
Yeah, you did.
What? I said the day dong is related to the morning wood.
The Pleistocene's morning wood.
I love someone turning on the radio right now.
I gotta tell.
Megafauna.
After I'm done watching Fat Perez, this is what I'm doing on YouTube later today.
You've pretty much spent the remainder of the show doing that, I think, in between breaks.
There was some amazing megafauna. That's the longest moment of the day.
I'm sorry. I shaved it down from like 5 minutes, and I was like, I can't bear to part with these areas. I got to include them.
With the mics off. G's like, make it stop.
I was screaming, make it stop. Slow stop. It's enough. All right, we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Draft trade. Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero are reporting. The Vikings and Texans have agreed to terms on a major deal in advance of the draft. I don't know if it's a major deal because really what's happening here is the Vikings just get another first round pick. It's number 23 overall. I thought I heard there was a trade that they were going to move up from 11 up into like the top 5. But
yeah.
That still may happen. They might parlay 11 and 23 and get up to the top 5 because they're desperate for one of these quarterbacks. The Vikings get number 23 overall, and Houston gets number 42 overall, and it's other picks and the second rounder next year. So, I mean, it's important to have another first round pick, but I thought this was like a move up into the top 5 type of thing. The way that Ian Rappaport started, major headline.
I didn't realize the draft is in Detroit. I should have known that. Talk about a year they've had, huh?
Yeah.
Now they get the draft in their city coming up next month.
Yep.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, Boomer for like 10 minutes wanted to go, and then he realized he had some other event. But there was some, because he knows a couple people out there in the auto industry that are guys who have nice country clubs.
Oh, sure.
There was going to be a whole thing.
End of April.
Yeah.
Bad, yeah.
It would have been perfect, but then he realized he had a prior engagement, so that's not happening.
Do you expect a big move in or out of the top, let's say, 6 or 7?
No, because the teams that are up there, so unless the Bears, and they got Keenan Allen yesterday, which I thought was an awesome move by them, but if they trade Justin Fields and go with Caleb Williams, then there's all those teams up there are going to end up taking quarterbacks. So, like, if you look at the draft order, so there's not, like, there are teams that want to trade up for a quarterback. I bet you if the Giants, I mean, if they could trade up to get one of those guys, they would, but none of those teams are going to pass on a quarterback at the top of the draft. So, no, I don't think there's going to be one. It's not like you have, okay, and dismiss. All right, so draft order, here we go. So, it's up here on CBS.
Like Arizona's an interesting one, and so are the Chargers.
Okay, but there's three top guys, and then after that it drops off. That's what I'm saying. So Bears, the Commanders, and the Patriots are going to take those three top guys. So it'll most likely be Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. And then after that, okay, like
who falls where? Is it going to be J.J. McCarthy? Penix seems like he's going to be later now because of the medical stuff. You got Bo Nix in there. So I mean, unless you are someone who is all in on J.J. McCarthy and you're like number 15 and you want to trade up in the top 10 to get him, then I don't think there's going to be another big trade there, which sucks for the teams that need a quarterback that are like the Vikings and the Giants that are in a place where they're going to miss out on those three.
A team always has a price. I mean, but you would really have to be talking about a big haul.
Yeah. So, and the Justin Fields, it's amazing because the best situation would be for the Bears and the Vikings to make a trade, either for Justin Fields or for the first round pick, but they're not going to make a trade because they're division rivals and they hate each other.
Yeah.
But that would be
the last thing you want to see is one of your guys go over there and just haunt you for the next decade.
Right. Either the guy that you gave up on or the guy that you didn't pick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just not feasible for those two teams to do business with one another. It would be a total shocker. By the way, just a quick Dua Lipa update. We had made a deal upstairs with our sister station, 102.7, Karen Carson and Johnny Min Joan and intern Anthony, that if we donated $1,000 to their toy drive charity around Christmas time, that when Dua Lipa was promoting her new album or whenever she was coming into New York, that they would have her in studio.
Yep.
They said sometime in February that she would be here.
It's now March.
Yeah. And they said that she would be in New York the week that we were in Vegas. She was not. And that was just kind of, I think, like an excuse. Like, sorry, we tried, but you're in Vegas. But yesterday, she did announce the date of the new album coming out. And it is the same day as Boomer and Geo Live.
Well, that's okay.
It is. But it would be great if she was a surprise guest. Not going to happen. But so now the pressure's back on. There will be album promotion. And I think probably closer to the date of the album than not. Now, I'm going to be out for a few days next week. If that happens then.
Next week? Why would it happen next week?
Because she announced the date of the album. So now the promotion could start.
Okay, I got it. I thought you were talking about the Boomer and Geo Live as the date.
No.
For her to possibly come in studio.
I don't think the day that it's announced, or the day the album comes out, she probably won't be in New York.
That would be hilarious. Dua Lipa comes in and she's staring at me and Boomer. And Alan Eddy.
No, it would be.
It actually would be. We could take the photos and send them to you as you're away on vacation. Hey, look at us.
No.
I would feel for you in that spot. But I would take the photo gladly.
Yeah, I know you would, Jared. I know you would relish in the fact that I wasn't here.
Yeah.
But I think probably if I am judging this right, that April is gonna be the month.
Who would be the most popular person? Well, who's in New York? Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
Is there anybody else in New York late night that she would go on with?
Seth Meyers, I think.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We will keep an eye on this one for you.
Next week, Turks and Caicos. That's where I'm going.
There you go, March 19th. Dua Lipa, March 19th, Jimmy Fallon. Right here. No, I'm just kidding.
You sold that so well. That was the best acting job I have ever seen this side of Robert De Niro.
That was funny.
Oh, my God, you got me.
Sorry.
Because her face was there. Yeah. That's why you got me. The face was on the screen.
Yep. And the NBC is right there. Yeah, and the Peacock. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do... Jackass.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.